91.5 WMFO Boston. It's ladies that rock the lounge tonight. All hot ladies all the time. What do you think, Danny?
Yeah, totally.
Even you're thinking they're hot.
They're gorgeous. They're all gorgeous. Stevie Nicks, come on.
Oh, man, what a great night. You know what? I want to thank Krista Angelucci again for checking in. Great friend of the show. She's always supportive, and we'll support her any way we can. You know what I got coming up for you in a little while?
Who else is coming on the show?
No, not coming on the radio, on the phone, but coming in live in the studio.
Who?
The pizza man himself.
Frankie is on
his way.
Frankie and Bergamo.
I can't wait. I heard a new episode of Pizza Makers just got released.
Yes, Pizza Makers just came out, and I haven't checked it out. You just posted it on my wall. I'll share it on the lounge wall. I'm going to be watching that after the show.
Maybe when Frankie comes in, if Chris Palermo's listening, we can get Chris to call in as well, and maybe Jen Bono.
Oh, good idea.
Let's do a show right here on the lounge.
We'll go until midnight.
All right, you heard us, Frankie. If you're driving in right now, you give Chris a call and tell him to give us a call when you get here. But you know what? What else we got going on, Danny?
Oh, Bonnie Tyler is coming up right now. And one of my favorite blocks, that's 1978. Quickly on this, It's a Heartache, which that one reached number 4 on the UK singles and charted number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, went way up there.
Gonna get into it. Bonnie Tyler, Ladies That Rock, 91.5 WMFO.
nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late. Hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station. And the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Right here on WMFO.org.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired. Listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
eyes. Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. I dream of something wild.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit angry and I know I've got to get out and cry.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified but then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Ladies that rock the lounge here tonight. Bonnie Tyler. And came up the studio, surprised me, live in studio right here. Frankie Imbrogamo.
Hey, how you doing, Danny? Hi, Evan.
Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
Not too bad. How's everything?
Oh, very good.
I was listening in the car over, and these guys were playing some great tunes out there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Some hot women out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Hot women performers, I should
hot
say.
Hot women performers. That's right. You don't want to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, right.
So you posted on my wall, and it's been viral. Hopefully, it's going to be going viral. Pizza Makers episode 11 is up.
That's correct. Yeah, we did it about a month ago. We filmed it in a Not Then restaurant, actually.
Yeah, which one?
Pizza Makers 11. Benevento.
Benevento, Joey Bono's restaurant.
Yeah, right. Yeah? On Salem Street. Yeah, we filmed it there.
And Jen was working? Jen
you'll
was
see,
with you?
When you see the episode, you'll see the outside of the store.
El Dente next door, Benevento.
We took Benevento down, and we put Frankie Lou's Pizza Palace up there.
Oh, of course. Of course. And our friend Joey's opening up two more restaurants,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yes.
One up on the North Shore and another one right on Hanover Street.
Yeah, one in Danvers and one on the old Circle Pizza location, the corner of Hanover and Fleet.
It's going to be a really nice restaurant right here.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, excellent.
I think it's going to be a pizza place, I think. Yeah.
Another one. So how's our friend Chris Palermo?
Oh, Chris is doing very good. He's been busy, and he's getting ready to do a couple of movies, I guess. And we're all going to be working in that movie, Patriots Day, pretty soon.
Let's talk about that. So you're going to be working...
I'll be working in that, I think, the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
You know, so for about a week. So
nice.
We'll have some fun doing that. And
and who's starring in that?
That's Mark Wahlberg,
okay.
John Goodman, and Kevin Bacon. And there's a couple other actors.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
So we'll have some fun doing that. And then we'll have a couple more movies coming, I heard. They're making a...
Step Brother, I saw this on Facebook, possibly filming right here in Medford.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard Star Wars, too.
Star Wars and Step
Star
Brothers,
Wars
too?
Star Wars 3 or 3, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another couple... They're making a movie about Arthur T, the Market Basket. A documentary on what happened with the strike and all that.
Uh-huh. On how his employees loved him,
yeah,
and everything.
The employees all you know, gathered around. They cheered him on and rallied and all that.
Oh, awesome.
So there's going to be a movie on that coming up soon.
And you brought in your cookbook for Evan.
For Evan, yeah. Because the last time I had him, you were very generous and you gave it out as a raffle, as a gift. So that was Evan's, but...
Yeah, Danny, that was for me.
I know,
you stink.
I'm giving away your stuff already.
I know, right? Thank you for bringing that in, Frankie.
Oh, you're
I
welcome.
Appreciate
Enjoy
that.
You.
We're certainly going to cook a few recipes out of that.
Oh, great.
Oh, absolutely.
And if people want to get a cookbook, Frankie, how can they do that?
BarnesandNoble.com/ The Good Life. And then you get it.
Oh, excellent. So we were talking about Pizza Makers.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 11, right?
Episode 11, yeah.
Oh, how long has it been going on for
This has been going on for 5 years now. May makes 5 years, 5-year anniversary.
And what can we expect in this episode? Any surprises that we should know
it's
about?
It's actually really funny. It's, well, you have to look at it. I'd say another year, we'll give it away. But it's good. It's on Facebook. You can go to our YouTube.
Yeah.
Pizza Makers, PIZZER Makers, and you can see the whole 11 episodes.
All 11 episodes, and our friend Danny here is starting.
Danny's
as well.
Starting a few of them. Yeah, Danny's our pepperoni salesman from Italy.
He's the little Italian pepperoni salesman from Italy.
I still got that tucked away in case,
just in case you need it.
Just in case it's in the freezer, it's staying
is?
Fresh.
Oh, excellent!
You did a good job on that episode 5 and episode 10, I believe those two.
Yeah. And speaking the dialect and wearing my Italia shirt and
good, I see that.
Just
yeah.
doing that. Speaking in Italian
was fantastic. I loved
it.
Was it real Italian or Danny's Americanized broken Italian?
You know, it was
combination.
A combination, because my mother is from Naples, and part of the dialect is Marseille.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
right.
For example, real quick, fanella is shirt. You know, the proper way be maglietta. So when I went to Italy, they're like, fanella. Yeah, yeah. What are you saying, fanella? And, you know, but the thing is, people can understand the different dialects of doing regions, that. But yeah. That's basically, it's was like a lot Sicilians, of improv.
Like Sicily is altogether different, you know?
But we always have a good time when we totally do that every single time. And Frankie, you know, I would call you and just be like, "Hey, come stai? Yeah. Come stai tutto?" And you
come sta bene, grazie.
E bene, grazie, bene, grazie tutti.
Jewish kid doesn't know Italian. Sorry. So you know what, Danny? We got lots of great songs. Frankie, you're gonna hang out for a little while,
yeah, I'll
right?
Be for a while, yeah.
You know what? I think we got a little. Let's go back to a little. Little hippie wave. What do you think?
Janis Joplin. And Frankie, before we went out, we were saying we're going to play this.
Janis Joplin.
You
Bobby
saw
McGee.
Her.
Do you play that yet?
We're about to play that.
We're going to get to it.
Yeah, that's a great song.
But you saw her.
I saw her, yeah.
In concert.
I saw her, yep. I saw her years ago with Boston Common. Long time. She's going back about 30 years.
At the Boston Common?
Yeah. She was up there at Boston Common. That's when they had all the concerts up there.
Yeah.
You know? They had all big, big name groups, you know.
Back in the day when it was good.
Back in the day, everybody was, you know, smoking pot out there and all that stuff.
Doing all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Never done any of that. Don't know what you're talking about.
The Woodstock days, a little after, maybe, you know.
Boston version of Woodstock. And then there we go.
And then she moved, or then she went and played on the Hat Show down in the Charles.
Yeah.
She played on there, too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, let's do it up. Let's get a little,
We're going to do it up. Ladies That Rock the Lounge here, 91.5 WMFO.
Interact Lounge Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. And in my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
Just a little bit harder so I can love, love, love him until just a little bit harder.
Whoa, I got to try some more. I said try.
It's 91.5 WMFO, Boston, Massachusetts. It's the ladies that rock the lounge tonight, hanging out with our good friend Frankie Imbergamo.
Hey,
how
you
doing? What do you think of all this music, Frankie?
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
Isn't it great? Now, Janis, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I know one of your favorites.
Janis Joplin,
she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just 1995, a little more than a few years ago. But it was Peace of My Heart, one of my favorite
That's
songs.
That's a great, great song.
You know, not many people know this, but Emma Franklin recorded that first in 1967.
Yeah, I know that so other people didn't.
Exactly. And it was a year later when Big Brother and the Holding Company, who was really the band itself featuring Janis Joplin, they brought the song into the mainstream. And it was done by Faith Hill, 1994. And in 2005, I think it was, Melissa Etheridge did a version of it as well. 2004, though, Rolling Stone magazine named Janis Joplin the number 46th artist of all time in their 2008 Greatest Song Singers of All Time as well.
Fantastic.
What a great great artist right there.
She had her own little style, like, you know.
Oh, totally awesome there.
Very different.
You know, it's another one, though, that if she was still here, I'm sure she would be going strong.
Oh, no, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
You know who's still going strong? Pat Benatar.
Oh, Pat Benatar. Let's get to her in just a minute. But, Frank, you were just telling us, you got another little movie thing coming up. You're going to be in the North End?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little documentary tomorrow, and we're doing a little small. It's in the North End. It was actually a Boston documentary, but this guy wants me to do about 15, 20 minutes in the North End. So.
Oh, that's great. So with everybody listening, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? You
on Facebook? On Facebook, Frankie Imbergamo, on Facebook and Twitter.
And Twitter, excellent. They can find your cookbook where?
Cookbook, yep, BarnesandNoble.com. You can even Google my name, Frankie Imbergamo, and you'll get everything. You know?
And even we'll find you on Pizza Makers.
Pizza Makers, yep.
Check that.
Pizza Makers, so we have on YouTube channel, Pizza Makers. It's spelled P-I-Z-Z-E-R, Makers. Pizza Makers.
Pizza Makers, that's a Chris thing.
It's the longest running web series in New England.
Episode 11 and going strong. Yeah.
There you go, 5 years. Yeah.
Five years.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, Frankie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
we always love
you. Appreciate it. Keep the good work up, you guys, all right? And I'll be listening for the remainder of the show, okay?
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you. So now, who are we going to get into a little?
Pat Benatar, of course.
Oh, the one and only Pat
Celebrating
Benatar.
35 years of marriage with her adorable, awesome husband, Neil Giraldo. They're actually going to be playing at Twin Rivers on May 21st at 8 p.m. Also just announced his summer 2016 tour with Melissa Etheridge. Kicks off in New York on July 6th. Coming up here to New England in Guilford, New Hampshire on July 10th. Ticketmaster has all the details. Yeah, ladies that rock the lounge. 91.5 WMFO.
Don't you? don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.
Now you call good.
95 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
WMFO, Medford, Boston. Danny, are you all fired up?
Yeah!
Oh, what a way to get to the near end of the show. We're just keeping going. What else would women that rock the lounge be out with if we didn't do?
Students were walking down Boston Ave here, cranking it all over here at Tufts University. It was so cool.
They were looking up at the stage going, what is going on up there? How much fun was that? But you know what? Let's continue right into Patti Smyth right after a little public service announcement, all right? Let's just keep it going.
Let's keep it going. 91.5 WMFO.
Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
We'll be right back. you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute of
and rough.
Sleep. And now
we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing might
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary.